Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, November 15th. Stocks are rallying in all major markets. So in the U.S., you have S&P futures up 30 points. That's 80 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up 140 points. That's 120 basis points. And then Dow futures are up 180 points. That's about 55 basis points. So very strong gains for U.S. equity futures. Asia saw very positive price action in Hong Kong. The Hang Seng rallied over 4%. Tech stocks exploded higher in Hong Kong. So Alibaba was up 11%, Tencent was up 11%, Baidu, SMIC, JD, et cetera, all up 8%+. So very strong momentum continues in China. I don't think there's anything out overnight necessarily in China, but I think you've had two enormously bullish regulatory shifts in China on COVID policy and then on the property action. So if you go back over the last several years in China, both have been huge overhangs on growth, on equity sentiment, and you're now seeing both move in the right direction. Now, clearly they're not fully reopening. They're still among the most stringent countries on the planet when it comes to COVID, and the property market still has a lot of problems. But these are very important regulatory changes that are happening at a time when no one owns these markets, when sentiment's extraordinarily negative, and when valuations are relatively low. So I think that explains why you're seeing this kind of ongoing bullish price action in China. And I continue to think that that market is going to have a very positive story to tell over this next several months, largely because of those favorable technical factors as far as positioning and sentiment, coupled with what you're seeing fundamentally on the regulatory front, plus the fact that growth right now is at a trough. So I think that's the dynamic in China. I don't think the Biden-Xi summit was really all that important. You didn't really see a bunch of takeaways, somewhat positive rhetoric coming out of the meeting, but nothing really all that definitive. I think it's really what's happening on the ground in China that explains that price action. You did have Chinese growth numbers out for October. It fell short on retail sales and industrial production overall. Not too shocking, given that the other data we've seen out of China for October was also disappointing earlier in the month. Online sales in China, though, accelerated. So that explains some of the strength you saw in names like Alibaba and JD. So online sales in China for the month of October look like they accelerated to 15%, which is up from sub 10% for the last several months. So that's somewhat encouraging for China tech. The Q3 China tech earnings kick off this morning. So Tencent Music was out just now with earnings. They beat on EPS and revenue. We're getting Tencent, the full Tencent, out tomorrow morning. Alibaba's Thursday morning, and then JD is Friday morning. So a big week of China tech earnings to come. And the first one, at least, was favorable this morning. So that's kind of the China story. That's really, I think, the main macro topic for discussion. Some other items to note. The German wholesale price index for October cooled. So you saw a deceleration. So kind of the latest indication that you are seeing inflation globally start to trend lower. It's still very elevated on an absolute basis, but markets care about directional changes, and that's moving in the right direction. You also have the China ZEW index out for November. The expectation subcomponent saw a huge improvement. So somewhat positive on the economic front out of Europe. Nothing too dramatic for the U.S. A lot of political talk about kind of what's happening in Washington. It looks like you will see the GOP take the majority in the House, which was expected. It'll be a tiny majority. You're getting this Trump presidential announcement tonight, but a lot of pushback throughout the party, including from former donors and supporters, about how the GOP needs to move on from Trump. So that civil war is still kind of unfolding. And then nothing too dramatic out of Europe in terms of macro news other than the economic data. Vodafone shares are trading down about 8% after its earnings report, which fell short of expectations. On today's calendar, you have four major events, and they're all out before the open. So Home Depot earnings at 6 a.m., Walmart earnings at 7 a.m., and then at 8:30, you get the U.S. PPI for October, along with the Empire Manufacturing Index for November. And within that Empire Manufacturing Index, you're going to get a look at prices paid, prices received, so some inflation data coming out in about 3 hours. For the broader market, for U.S. equities, I think you have some very important, powerful changes happening on the macro front. So the China pro-growth regulatory pivot, You know, you are now arguably in this months-long trend of U.S. disinflation and softening labor trends, which is what the Fed wants to see. You're seeing a slowdown in the pace of global monetary tightening globally. And then, you know, you are seeing kind of positive developments in Russia, Ukraine. You know, nothing necessarily imminent, but certainly a huge shift in direction there with Russia retreating out of Kherson, which has had been kind of the only major city that it had seized in the in its invasion since February. So those four factors, I think, are very powerful. Stocks are right to rally off of them. My only pushback remains on valuation, where you know you're approaching 18 times, which is a very healthy multiple. It does not leave much room for error. But I think those four fundamental changes, coupled with favorable seasonality, is kind of helping to keep stocks quite bid at the moment. And that is everything for today, Tuesday, November 15th. Thank you for listening.